The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
We've talked about earlier in this year, this series, an important concept in the 16 stages is the Pali word sankhara. And it's usually translated as formations, and mental formations or bodily formations. And I interpret it mostly as being that those things that come into existence get created, get formed through our reaction, responses, intentionality that we have. So if I don't like the leaf blower, for example, and I get upset, that's my activity of my mind. That's a sankhara. That upsetness is a sankhara, an activity of the mind. And that activity of the mind might have consequences in my body. And maybe my body gets tense. And so that tension in my body is a physical sankhara, physical formation. So the bodily formation is that part of our bodily experience which it comes into play, which gets activated, that we are aware of, because of how our mind operates, how we react and respond to the world. So when the Buddha talked about relaxing the bodily formations, it's relaxing that part of the body which has been activated, usually by being tense, by what goes on in the mind. And so the mind, too, gets activated. And not only does it get activated, it forms certain kind of, you know, does things, it reacts to things. It has desires and wishes and all that. But also that mental activity creates mental formations, creates something in the mind that has lasts in the mind for a long time. So, for example, I might be thinking about, an important email I have to send out. And that's a mental activity, but my preoccupation with that email and what I'm going to write might create certain tension in my brain, in my mind, or tightness in my mind, or narrowness in my mind. And so that narrowness in my mind, the mental narrowness or narrowing down, is part of that mental formation. So the mental formation is not only the activity itself, in a sense, but the consequence of that activity. And so the two aren't so separate from each other. So in the first tetrad, the instruction is to relax the bodily formations. In the second tetrad, it comes to the place where we relax the mental formations, the mental constructions, the mental ways in which we're stirred up. And so as we go on this morning, we'll move on now to that.